Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen, freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all of this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. You think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers. That they probably will never, ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Hello, Hill Folk. Welcome back to another episode of Appalachian Intelligence. With me tonight, local legends, Burton Moran. Lance may be popping in. We don't know. We'll see. Justin will not be because one of his children had a ball game tonight. So, Burton and I have been trying to get this together for a couple of weeks now, and it's been failed attempts. So, today I was like, you know what? I'm just messaging him, and if he's down, we're going to do it tonight. So, he was down. And now we're here, folks. So, Burton, how you been, man?
I've been good, man. Always down for the Appalachian Intelligence Podcast. That's a yes every time. I can't argue with that.
Hell yeah, dude. We love having you, man. I see you got the guitar hanging proudly.
That's a new bass guitar I got for Christmas from my old lady. I love it.
Nice.
I got three more guitars right next to me here. That one got a guitar pick in it, so
nice.
But I was thinking about this today. I was like, man, Lance, that'd be cool if Lance came on, because Lance wasn't here last time. Yeah. I've never talked to Lance, so we'll see.
He said he'll be on. Let me see. I'll tell you word for word what he said. Wait. Won't let me join.
Is that Lance?
Yep, he's trying to get in.
We might get Lance tonight.
Hey,
no problem. Set it up, man.
Let me see something. I'm going to send him my... I'm going to get his personal email.
Sounds good. And we'll share it with everybody on listening to the... I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. We'll share it with everyone.
If you guys want to harass Lance.
If you guys want to give Lance a shout out. But dude, while we're waiting on Lance, man, what have you been into lately? What's been going on in the local legends world?
Well, I have gotten extremely lucky in this last month. I have been putting out a ton of YouTube shorts, which I have found I actually really enjoy doing, because there are so many videos I have ideas on what I want to cover, but I do not have the time to do a deep dive. Like, if you watch my videos, I like to go really far into detail on stuff.
Yeah.
And I still do that. Don't get me wrong. But whenever it comes to these YouTube shorts, I can go over the basics of what the urban legend or what the missing person case or whatever it is. I can sum it all up in a short, 1 minute video. And that seems to have been really kicking off with people. People seem to like that because in the last month, I actually broke 1,000 subscribers. I was stuck at 700 for a while. And then I broke 1,000. And then by the end of the month, I broke 2,000 subscribers.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've been having a good time putting out the content. And I've been looking into a lot of interesting cases and stuff that I just hadn't had time to do before. But now with everything else, I've kind of been able to do some deeper dives into stuff. I've been looking at serial killer cases. I've been looking into missing people cases and just a ton of urban legends. I've been able to put them all out and I've been having a good time with it.
Yeah, man. I've been down, you know, it's election time and I try to steer clear of politics.
Yep. Yep.
So I try to get, you know, independent journalists, information about what's going on in the world. And dude, just like the video I sent you the other day, fucking Tom Hanks doing the Baphomet salute.
Yeah.
And then we got Cat Williams going on Joe Rogan telling us what Baphomet is. The first transgender.
It's a lot of weird things happening in our time right now with aliens coming, you know. Well, yeah, we have UFOs and people like don't care.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't care? Like, oh, well, I have bills. Well, you've always had bills.
Yeah.
We're talking about aliens. Well, our country's in a bad spot right now. Our country's usually in a bad spot. Yeah. But we're talking aliens.
Bro. There's little green men, dude.
Right. But then people are also, well, what are they hiding from us? Which, fair. You know, what's this distraction actually keeping us away from? And I think I've gotten to that point, like most people have, whenever something awesome happens, like aliens. Like, UFOs are real. It was like, okay, what else is going on, though? Like, why did you tell me that? What do are you guys stabbing me in the back right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
It's not even, you know, here lately, it's not even safe to go to parking garages, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you just so happen to be a whistleblower that had worked for Boeing for 30 years.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like you said, the whole politics thing. I'm not a politics guy. I don't get into it.
Yeah.
I actually listened to the podcast a while back with you and Lance were talking about politics. And it's just one of those things. People will turn on each other. Like, you could be friends all your life and never talk about politics. But then the moment you start talking about it, it's kind of like different religions, man. You start hating each other for no reason.
Yeah, dude. It was like, you know what? He hasn't read my message yet. I'm going to minimize this thing because it's weird not being able to see myself with you. What were we just talking about?
Politics.
Politics.
And how you can be best friends with somebody.
Yeah, it's weird, dude. It is weird. It's weird, you know, remember how we never used to talk about it? People didn't talk about who they were voting for. It was just something you didn't talk about.
Yeah. It was just crazy.
You would talk about dirty things you do with your wife before you would talk about who you're going to vote for. Like,
right. And it's kind of crazy because we've done a complete, I want to say 180 on that because it hit, like, we still do the whole locker room talk thing, I'm sure. But as far as politics go, people want to know right now. They'll get in your face about it. Like, who are you voting for? Yeah. Who are you voting? It's like,
well, dude, it's legacy media, dude, shoving it down everybody's throat.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the whole thing, dude. It's everywhere. There's symbolism everywhere.
Hold on a second. I gotta. Go to bed, Dean.
Got a possible child.
Yeah, I gotta have another child. Come get him. He's we knocking on my door.
Listen, we understand how that goes, bro. Lance just read the message.
Nice. Heck yeah. I've never talked to Lance.
Yes, I'm about to get him on here.
I've talked to you, I've talked to Justin, like last time, and me, you, and Justin have all kept in contact, but I've never had to actually the pleasure of talking to Lance.
I now have the link pulled back up. All I gotta do is enter the email address that seems to be taking forever to type out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's all good. It's all good. We're going to get him in here eventually, whenever. And I think that's really cool. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to get him in here as soon as he finishes typing.
At least with mine, I had to do an update and everything right beforehand. I felt so bad.
Nope. Never mind. He can't come anyway.
Oh, that will next
His
time.
His little one has the croup, and he's on night two of her coughing all night, so he's headed to get some medicine.
Oh, man.
Hope Poor she guy. Feels better soon, buddy.
For sure. For sure. It's never fun whenever your kids are sick. You just feel bad for them more than anything.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's terrible.
It is.
So, all right. Oh, damn. All right. There we go. So, we ain't got to worry about that. We can continue.
No worries.
No worries. So, yeah, man, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. I have been really... I've listened to Russell Brand. He puts out a podcast every day.
Every day. That's
he lets
impressive.
You know what's going on in the world every day. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's a psyop. I don't believe that because they tried to cancel him. They tried to destroy that dude. And he went and got clean and freaking somehow he's beating the system.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm seeing these videos. I don't know how true this shit is about the Tate brothers and England. I know they keep trying to arrest them. And now they finally have on some trumped up sexual aggression charges and like 12 years ago or something like that.
Really? That's ridiculous.
So they were in Romania and they wanted them extradited. And Romania looked into the case and was like, no, that's bullshit. And said, no.
I don't think so.
Somehow they still got them, apparently.
What was it? I was going to say, you know, it's kind of creepy nowadays. Is how many, like, while you're scrolling through your phone, you come across Joe Rogan talking about some product that is complete and total bullshit. And you look into it a little further and you're like, it doesn't really seem like this is actually real. And it's not. It's all AI.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence, not Appalachian intelligence, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And it's legit looking, but you can still tell, thank God, that that's not actually Joe Rogan or whoever, whatever celebrity is they get talking about some random thing. But it's kind of creepy how far we've come with the whole AI thing.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to be able to tell what's real and what's not, especially, you know, not to bring up politics, but this coming election season, you don't know
right
what's going to be what, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird because you could have whoever, politician, saying some racist stuff, and it turned out not to be real at all. It's just somebody typed that into a computer, and AI copied their face, copied their voice, and made them say these things.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So listen, I listened to, can't remember if it was on Tinfoil Hat or if it was Triply. On My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. I listened to a bunch of podcasts today. Yeah, I work a 10-hour shift, so I got a lot of time to listen to podcasts. And so I only use one earbud at a time so that when one goes dead, I can just switch ears. And
nice. Smart. That is smart.
That way they last all day long, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, anyway, they were talking about, so it's final right now. Apparently it's Biden against Trump. Like, that's what's on the ballot. And, I don't know how it's going. I don't know how that happened, but it did.
How do we get here again?
Yes. Excuse me. I'm going to sneeze, buddy. You can keep saying what you're going to say.
You let it out, man. I was just thinking it would be kind of nice if we could get some new blood in. Like, somebody, you only had to be 36 years old to run for president, if I remember correctly. 36.
Yeah.
Now, that's a decent age. I think you can find somebody with some good freaking smarts in their brain to be able to run the country. Listen, versus
if you haven't got your life together by 36, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's too late. I'm just saying it's unlikely.
Right. Especially if you're presidential material at age 36, you're going to be presidential material at age 36.
Yes.
Like, you can do it. And, you know, I don't mean to be this guy, but all the presidents that we've had for the last however long have been pretty up there in age. How many times have we seen multiple presidents falling upstairs? You know what I mean? The Mitch McConnell. I know Mitch McConnell was the president, but whenever he just kind of clammed up and he did that thing, it's like, bro, get your health in order, dude.
Turtle man trying to go back in a shell that doesn't exist.
And like I said, I'm not a politician follower guy, but these things are the ones that, you know, have you seen this today? And they shove it in your face and it's like, oh my God, this guy needs doctors or something. I don't know. He needs to get his life sorted out, bro.
It makes you wonder, too, if they've got something on him and he's just faking. So when it does come out, he's just going to go to like a hospital or something.
Right, right. And it's all possible. That's the crazy things. How many, you see that meme every now and then that the world running low on conspiracy theories because it's turning out that all of them have come true. So they're no longer conspiracy theories. It's just what happened. But, you know, saying something like that, it could be true. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about.
It is. I mean, we weren't even meant to have just a two-party system to begin with.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like I said, here's the thing about politicians and me and what I've seen throughout my life and what I've always been told is you can't trust any of them.
Yeah,
I mean, they're politicians. Yeah. What's wrong with you? You don't put to follow any of them as far as some people do where they get like tattoos and stuff like that. You're like, whoa, bro, that's just a person.
Dude, probably a really bad, really shitty person. And you got a tattooed on your body.
If we could all just get over our ideals of what, you know, we're trying to shove down the other person's throat.
Let's just hit the
brake. We can all get along, man. We can all just get along.
That's all it is. It's an idea.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What was that song that came out like 2005? Where Is the Love or whatever? Like Alicia Keys or something? I think that song needs to resurge or something now because everybody seems to be hating everybody.
Yes. Like, what is going on, man? It's this eclipse coming, dude. It's got us all messed up. You know, the moon affects water, and we're what? Like 80, 90% water or something like that.
Yeah. Was it Ghostbusters 2? Everybody in New York hated each other so much that all the dead people came back to life. Yeah. And so hell started to take over because everybody hated each other.
Yeah, all the evil was underground.
Yeah, yeah. It's... Stop hating each other. Like, that's all I...
We need some Bob Marleys to come on back and...
Some real... Yeah, somebody not actually trying to push an agenda or something like that because that's all it ever seems.
Yeah. Somebody just wants to spread love and not be, you know...
I think
the fucking Illuminati and just pushing messages.
When it comes to something like that and leadership, you need somebody who is willing to learn and change their perspective and their mind upon new information versus somebody who's, well, this is my way. And if you don't agree with me, then you're bigot or a racist or whatever it is, you know, it's always trying to label somebody something for some reason.
Yes.
With new information comes new perspective. And I think we need all of us on this planet to learn more information on everything instead of thinking we already know everything.
Exactly.
And I'm not a very smart person. So I like to read.
That's what I say, man. I'm an idiot, dude. That's I gotta listen, you know, because I don't have a lot of time to read. I barely have time to do anything.
I understand that too. I'm
so thankful the days are getting longer, man. It is.
Oh, dude.
It's getting so excited. Much nicer. I'm excited. I've been trying to fix my porch rails for weeks now, and I cannot figure this stupid thing out. I had to take it apart to replace a post. I replaced the post. Now I'm putting the handrail back in. It's these plastic ones that are white. You never have to paint them anything. They never fade. Yeah. And I can't figure out how to get them attached back, and it's killing me. I mean, killing me.
And it's a constant reminder because it's right there on your house looking at you every day. Are you going to fix this or not? And you're like,
it's right. It's right there. I have to walk by it every day.
I love that. That's awesome. Terrible at the same time.
I'm like, oh my God. And then on the weekends here lately, all it does is rain. So, man. Which by the way, they were talking about all this cloud seeding the other day. And then we had like 5 days of rain. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh man. I hate mud. I don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle. I don't live in the country. But I hate when my work boots get covered in mud because it just makes everything harder. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like, it's one thing if you and your cousin, like I did back in high school, went out mud bogging and get stuck. And then it's like, well, that was kind of fun. But if you're working your butt off all day and then you get mud covered up to your knees, you're like, Jesus, I need a break. This sucks. Yes, but I am looking forward to summertime, longer days.
Oh, yeah.
The sun shining.
Longer days, going to the rivers.
Swimming. Oh, I love swimming.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Man,
so on the last episode, we had a dude telling Lance about a Bigfoot encounter he had. Did you catch that one?
I've gone... Last couple I heard was you and Lance. You talked to the witch from that holler.
Yes.
And then I know I've been catching them in between while I'm working. The only time I really get to do it while I'm working is if I get a drive with a vehicle that has a audio jack.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but yeah, I don't know if I heard the one with the Bigfoot. It sounds familiar. Is that the one where, the guy went, I think I did hear it actually. God.
Yeah, it was doing the whooping and all that. He could hear it all the time, yeah.
And Lance is going out there, right?
Yes, he's supposed to go out there.
I did hear that one, yep.
My daughter's disrespectful, walking back and forth. She's claiming to be sick. I'm calling her big fake. You do not have a freezer. Then get away from me. Stop. I don't want to be sick. That's my disrespectful daughter, Alyssa.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, man. Yeah, we yeah, we got some wood booger activity up here, man. That's what they call him over in that neck of the
wood
woods.
Booger. But I love that.
They even got the wood booger restaurant out there. But yeah, man, crazy things been going on. I seen that big freaking what I can only assume was a wolf.
And you said that whenever you went out there, there were no prints, no tracks.
No. But replaying it and replaying it in my mind, I can watch it hop over that little berm. It wasn't a very big
right
spot to get. Plus, there is a, it's not really a fence. It's like these metal posts in the ground with huge cables going through them in case anybody was a wreck. It's supposed to like stop you, I guess.
Right.
So it was like hopping through that because there's a pretty good distance between them to hit that trail. But I watched it clear as day, you know, and replaying that in my mind, I'm like, that's what's going on with that. That's why
that's insane.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like you said that, and I remember listening to that, and I'm like, how is there no tracks? Like, if any kind, even if you did mistake it and it wasn't a wolf, it still has weight to it. There'd still be tracks. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Plus, there was a lot, like a light snow on the ground.
Right. And there's nothing? It's, yeah. What?
So that's what at first was blowing my mind. But the longer I replayed it, it's like it hopped over that berm. I watched it hop over that berm. Or my mind's trying to make sense of it. So, but I do know what I saw for sure. And it was crazy big. But I had another guy from the Arcane Discoveries message me about one in, I think he said North Carolina or Tennessee. I can't remember. But what he could only assume was a red wolf because of the color.
God dang.
And he had his kids with him and everything on a hunting trip. So I was like, dang, that would be terrifying.
Well, I'm glad you invited me on here because I posted one of my YouTube short videos I was telling you about. I remember last time we talked about the not deer.
Yeah.
And, you know, further research on it, and it originated in the Appalachian area. So I'm like, okay. And I included that in my short. And there was one comment that really made me laugh was this guy who says, you know, this is complete and total bullcrap. I'm from the Appalachian area and I've never heard of this, which made me laugh because just because you didn't hear about it doesn't make it not a thing. Well, I'm from that area. That's cool, man. Everybody in my town knew who Elmer Pig was back in the day. I only met him like whenever I was older. And for the longest time, I just heard legends about how good of a mechanic this guy was. Doesn't mean that he didn't exist. It just meant I didn't hear about him. Yeah, I've never seen it.
I've heard of not deer my whole life.
Yeah.
Everybody was hunting. I mean, my dad had, I could have had an encounter with one.
Right.
There was this one buck out on the property, our cabin, over in Grayson County, Virginia. It's near the North Carolina border. And it was a 12 pointer. And it was a very nice mature buck, dude.
That's awesome.
And I'm hunting up on what we call the Oak Flat because you would go up this pine line, you know, these man-made pine trees, you know, planted in a line.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you go up this pine line, and it would flatten out up there, and it was nothing but white oaks. So, you know, those are the first acorns to fall in the fall. So that's where I like to bow hunt, you know. So get up in the stand and everything. Watch this so I can see a ridge line, and then it goes into a little cut. I can't see down in that cut, but it's only like 10 yards, you know. And then it comes up. It can only come up or go back up or go south of me. And I can see it go that way. So this buck pops up that ridge on the left, and as soon as I seen it, I knew immediately which one it was, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be the one to take him down.
Heck yeah.
So to where that little V I told you I couldn't see down in, from me to there was probably like 40 yards. Very comfortable with a 40-yard archery shot. We used to shoot all the time. And so when he goes down in there, I'm already up and I'm drawn, waiting on him to come. He's either going to come up and I'm going to have a sideways shot, or he's going to be coming at me. And when he gets close enough, I'm going to pin him. And I'm standing there drawn. Luckily, it's the Matthews, so it has really good relief. It's like holding nothing. So I'm standing there drawn, and I'm standing there, and I'm standing there, and finally I'm like, dude, I slowly let it back down, and now I'm getting the binoculars out. I'm looking down there. I'm like, is he like laying down? Right. So I mean, I never seen him again.
What? Just like that?
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
I even walked out that way. He never jumped up and ran, nothing. I never seen him again, dude.
That's heartbreaking at the same time.
Yeah.
It's scary and heartbreaking.
Dude, I thought, you know, in my mind, I was like, and I told my dad, I was like, listen, Dad, this is stupid. You're not going to believe me. He believed me because he said he's had similar experience.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's crazy.
So I'm going with that buck that we all chased for years was a not deer.
It sure could be, man. That's insane. That's crazy. I love it.
It's crazy because normally you find out after you shoot them. You know?
Right.
Like hunters will shoot them, see that, have footage of the hit, and the arrow go through, go down there. There's not a stitch of blood, nothing. There's nothing.
That's crazy, man. And I've heard a lot of different stories of stuff like that, you know, people encountering these things, and I just thought it was funny because that guy was like, I never heard of it, and I'm from the area, so I would know. I'm like, all right, man, I don't have to convince you of anything. I'm just literally telling you urban legends that could or could not be true.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of the whole point of urban legends, is that there's it started out as something and it grew into the story that you know today. So who knows, you know? Yeah. Who knows what originally was seen. So I think it's kind of funny whenever people put stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love how people assume just because they're, you know, I'm from Appalachia. What are you talking about? Never heard of that in my life. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It must not be true then. You jackass.
There were hundreds of thousands of people who claimed to have seen these things, but Gary didn't. So you guys are all wrong.
I hope you're listening, you jackass. But we love you, but think before you
speak. Right.
Just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it's not real.
Right.
Oh, Justin. Awesome. Justin and would make some sort of lighthearted joke about me badgering the fans or whatever. If they are a fan, we don't even know. It could have just been a random troll, dude.
True. Potential fans.
Dude, it could have been a Russian spam bot just trying to stir shit up and cause controversy. Because, I mean, I don't know how many more people have to say that. I mean, from Russian intelligence agencies, like, we're doing this. We're making these accounts and starting all these fights.
It's pretty funny.
Over race, over politics, over religion.
As long as you can keep everybody distracted, that's the whole thing.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's just dumbass, mundane. The fact that fucking, what is it, Jacob Rothschild just passed away.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, was it? I'm pretty sure it was Jacob Rothschild.
But it always seems.
But we, anyway, it's one of the Rothschilds.
Okay.
Passed away. I'm pretty sure it was Jacob Rothschild. But anyway, the fact that we know who the Kardashians are dating and all that more so than we would be apt to know who Jacob Rothschild is,
Yep. It's pretty interesting how we, as a group of people, will focus on things that just do not matter at all. Like that new Beyonce country music song. I'm not a fan of it. It seems out of the left field. But that's like a hot topic right now. You know what I'm talking about.
I really don't. I had no idea she made a country music song.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because somebody had posted, I don't know if you remember the cartoon Franklin back in the day, the turtle. Somebody had posted the song that she has, and then they posted the same song from Franklin. It's like the exact same song.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I did like hear that.
It was pretty hilarious. I'm like, oh, my God, that is the exact same thing. We got a whole Vanilla Ice thing going on again. It's pretty hilarious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he said, did you see that video of him explaining how his was different?
Yeah, I love that. Because he was like, no, my song, their song goes do 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 do, but my song goes do 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 do.
Yeah,
like, no, dude, it's the exact same thing. You did it twice.
Yeah, you just said the same exact thing, jackass.
He's like, that's a very subtle difference. No, there's not. No. Not at all.
There's no difference. You're a queen and fucking David Bowie money.
Oh, it's so funny. I love it.
That was the music genre they were trying to bring in. I mean, they showed you what they did in that movie, Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise.
Yep.
They showed you exactly how it happened.
Yep. Pretty crazy.
They just changed the culture exactly the way they wanted it to go.
And like you were saying, we know exactly who the Kardashians are dating and stuff like that because that's kind of what we're getting shoved in our face again.
Yeah.
And people focus on that more than they will on politics or anything, which like I said, I don't follow politics. It's not I'm not interested in it.
I try to pay attention to global politics more so than domestic because our local and United States government politics to me is just a fucking circus, dude.
Yep.
You can call it left wing, right wing. It's the same fucking bird.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. You think these people really hate each other? It's a dog and pony show, man.
Yeah.
It's a fucking circus act.
Yep.
And it's all just to divide us, get us on, all we want to do is win. I mean, this shit is crazy. It is crazy. But globally, what's going on, like with the WHO trying to pass this pandemic bill. United pandemic bill, which includes things such as climate change.
It's so weird how they try and, like, bills in general try and fit things that have nothing to do with anything into under the same thing.
Yes.
And it's all covered under that long legal jargon that nobody's going to sit there and read.
It's like, oh my God, man. All they're doing right now is just they're feeling that the pandemic's over. All right. The pharmaceutical industry made their money. All right. That powerhouse is fueled up. Pfizer stock is dropping. Now it's time to feed the war machine again.
Yep.
When in the world did it become Republicans are anti-war and Democrats are pro-war? You know, whether you like him or not, I don't know. Bill Maher, I really, really respect that dude. I love that he can do his podcast and freaking just talk about whatever instead of just politics now, like he has to do on Real Time, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's what basically he tells you, because that's what they want to talk about. So. And he's a true Democrat, man. He's a true liberal. And I respect him. You know, he might hate Trump, whatever. I don't care. I respect him because they say, you know, even the left attacks him because he's not liberal enough. He keeps saying, you know, no, I'm a true Democrat. You guys you're just progressives. You're not Democrats. He's like, I'm not the one who changed. You guys did. He's like, I'm still the same person. He looks at things logically. He calls people on their shit. He calls it how he sees it. That's how he does it.
And I don't follow him. I know who he is, but that's like another thing. I don't really follow politics, but the fact that he calls it like I said, I don't know. I don't listen to him, which is fine. But calling it as he sees it, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if the bird is flying left, the bird is flying to the left. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, the color red is the color red. That's what you see, that's what you see, that's what it is, that's what you're saying. But, yeah, like I said, I don't follow politics. I did hear that Jon Stewart is coming back to The Daily Show a couple times a week. I remember in high school, whenever that was a big thing. That's like, as far as politics I get into, it's like, oh, that's funny. I'll listen to the jokes about it, because otherwise, you know, it just, like you said, even people who are on his side, well, if he's not on their side enough, then they don't like him. It's just like, I've always said that to people. If like we're in real life and I did have an opinion on politics, I don't really think I would say it to anybody, because that would ruin friendships over absolutely nothing. But yeah, it's just insane to me.
They, like, nobody's safe. They were talking about, go listen to Tim Foyle Hat, 5, whatever episode. It's got Christopher Knowles on it.
Okay.
And he's talking about, now this dude, he was in like the comic book industry, like an artist, whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess with the Marvel movies, like part of the production, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's what I heard him say today, but he was talking about like what they're doing with Puff Daddy now. Like, apparently, Puff Daddy in the 90s was the Jeffrey Epstein of the rap world.
Oh, God. That's definitely not a name you want associated with.
No. So I haven't dug into this yet. This is news to me.
Damn.
But like, apparently all this is coming out with this guy that murdered Tupac. Puff Daddy paid him. He was 20. They brought it up. He was 24 years old, working for a record label. He got fired from a record label. And at 24 years old, all of a sudden, he started his own record label. Like, is he just a savvy saver, or?
Right.
Did he just make the right connections and
at 24 years deals? Old. Yeah, that's impressive at 24 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They were talking about how basically he would always talk to people, make these, like he ran the security or whatever. And they were like, in actuality, we know now, all he did was, he had no power. He just knew the people that
yeah,
had
right?
the power over the security.
Yeah. It's crazy. So,
and then he's like, look, and it's not enough when they take these people down. They don't just take them down. They freaking destroy them.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Now it's coming out. And apparently, they got this is what he said, not me, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Really? Yeah.
Compromising photos.
Oh, God.
I mean.
And let's be honest, if it's true and they have these things, we absolutely should release all that stuff. I'm not saying that Cuba Gooding Jr. did this, but if there's proof that he did, then he should be punished for stuff like that. That's like the worst thing out there, man. It's like, what the hell?
Now, there were other ones that were, it was said they had to do gay things with other dudes to get their deals.
Oh my God.
So I wouldn't say those should be released.
Right.
Like, that'd be rough to put out there.
Yeah.
You're trying to be a hardcore rapper, and then we found out you actually got fucked by another dude.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy.
Just to get your deal. So they would have something on you.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know it or not, but they made it, through mind control way back in the day. It's proven that in the black community, there's more homophobic tendencies, you know? And I mean, that's just a statistic. And he said that today.
Really?
But that's on purpose, apparently. I'm sitting, I'm like, man, this is like the longest running con game ever, though. Like, from.
And what was the name of this one that you were?
Oh, man. It was with Christopher Knowles. So when you, I listen over on Spotify. So
I'm a Spotify listener myself. I like the platform.
Yeah. 7:55, The Eclipse of Social Decay with Christopher Knowles.
Okay.
Tinfoil Hat. I knew there was a five in there.
Hey, there was a five.
But yeah, dude, he's freaking awesome. And I just had it on shuffle today, and it took me over to that episode, and I was like, dang, that's freaking awesome. And then it took me over to Mark, and one of my family thinks I'm crazy, and that was a banger episode. And yeah, dude, we just, crazy stuff's been going on. Lots of synchronicities again. I got to reach out to some people about this damn number three again, because it keeps popping up on me. I've been wanting to talk to Justin, who's so busy, though. I can't reach his ass. So.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to hunt him down and, like, go to these games with him or something.
There you go. Yeah. Might as well.
Make an evening to spend time with my buddy.
Sometimes you got to do it, you know?
Yeah. Talk to him the whole time. But
there have been some strange things happening around the town I live in. Like, I don't mean any disrespect to any of the people that are involved in these stories, but recently a kid went missing. He's 17 years old. I don't know a lot of the details on it, but they put out the missing person on this kid. Well, a couple days ago, they found his truck. Well, they pinged his cell phone, and they were able to find out, like, a Snapchat or something like that, that from a cell phone tower in the area, and then they were able to find tire tracks that were his truck that led into, like, a lake or something. So divers went down, found his truck, and then later that day at 1 o'clock, they found him, sadly, had passed away. I don't know any of the details really besides that. That's like all they've released to us. But then on the same day, it was released on, we have this Mitchell 911 is the name of the thing on Facebook. And it kind of gives you a rundown of everything going around town. And it said that the cops were dispatched to the truck stop, like, really close to my house here. It's, like, really close. And they found somebody that was unconscious. And whenever the cops got there, they realized that this person was deceased. And, okay, so it goes even further than that. That they released, the person seemed to be unconscious. Well, I got to work, and everybody at work was telling me, oh, you hear they found a dead body over by the water tower over by that truck stop. I'm like, oh, the one by my house? They're like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. They're like, yeah, it's kind of crazy. So I actually hit this truck stop at least twice a week because it's, like, right next to my house. Yeah. And I go in there, and I ask one of the, you know, guys behind the counter, not one of the guys I usually talk to, but I ask him, so what's going on with this body I heard about? And he gets this look of, like, he just eyes are all bugged out, and he's like, we're not supposed to talk about it. I was like, oh, whatever you heard is whatever you heard, but I can't talk about it. So I'm like, all right. Weird. So the next day I happen to go in there, and one of my regular guys that, you know, hey, how's it going, talks to me, bullshit, he's in there, and I'm like, same thing, you know, I'm like, maybe I can get some information out of this guy on this whole thing. And it takes such a fucking twist, dude, because I'm like, hey man, so what's this word about this body I heard about? And the guy's like, isn't that some crazy shit that they found the body underneath a bunch of pallets out back? And I'm like, oh, he's like, and they found the head in the dumpster.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Possibly, like, unconscious.
Right. Right. And in fact, I went to work today. And I was like, because yesterday is when I found out about this. And I told everybody there, I was like, so I went to the gas station and I talked to one of the guys I talked to. And he told me that the body was found underneath the pallets. And they're all like, oh, okay. And his head was found in the dumpster. And everybody had the same reaction. They're like, what? Man, what? And it's like, yeah. And the one guy who... one of the guys I work with, he follows Mitchell 911 pretty good. And he's like, it said the guy was possibly unconscious. So I don't know. And I was like, I'm just telling you guys what they told me at the location. So today, like, and here's the thing. Besides that one single Mitchell 911 post, nothing had been posted about it at all. I'm like, headless person found at truck stop. And everybody asked me, is it a guy or a girl? I'm like, I don't know. They didn't tell me. And I asked, I was like, is it a guy or a girl? And they're like, I don't know. All we know is that their head was found in the dumpster.
Mm.
So I'm like, holy shit. Well, after work today, or during work, after this morning, after everybody was like, I don't know. This seems like Bert might got some misinformation. And it's possible, you know, I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
Well, the newspaper actually reported on it for the first time all week. And it happened like Tuesday, and today's Thursday. I don't know. It's Tuesday morning, Monday morning, I think. Might have been Monday. But sure enough, this person was found underneath pallets out back. It was a woman, and she was decapitated. And according to them, it sounds like, oh, she might have been hit by a semi. One of the truckers hit her with his vehicle or semi, which mutilated, decapitated her body. Again, I would like to point out that, I mean, no disrespect.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is a fucked up story. And yeah. I mean that, like I said, I mean no disrespect. So if somebody listening to this and they're like, why would he even bring this up? Because it's what's happening. Yeah. It's so weird.
Listen, I think our listeners are going to be okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. This is what's fucking happening. If you can't handle it, then that means you need help. It means
it's this is reality. Fucked, guys.
This is reality.
So then today, I was back at the truck stop, and I'm asking them, like, because they're telling me, you know, yeah, it came out in the newspaper. I was like, yeah, I didn't read the paper yet because I've been at work all day. And I still haven't read it because it turns out you had to pay for the online version of it too now, which is stupid. In my town, I'm like, really? Anyways, so from what I did read, because I got to read some of it, was she is female. It sounded like a semi hit her, and for some reason, the semi driver, and supposedly they have a warrant out for his arrest because he's not there anymore. It's a truck stop, so he kind of dropped the body and kept going. If it was an accident and he didn't mean to kill her, and that's like what they're pushing as a narrative, is it was a complete total accident and they didn't mean to do this. Why wouldn't you report it?
Yeah,
I get that. Semi drivers have a schedule. No bullshit. No, you killed somebody.
There have been known to be a couple of truck drivers that were serial killers.
Right. And it's possible.
And who's to say what he did?
And then because one of the people I talked to again at the truck stop said that they read the article, and it turns out that it was a semi driver, and the woman was possibly his sister-in-law, which they had a couple rumors that he was in love with her and she denied him and he ran her over, or that she was doing something against his family he didn't like, so he ran her over. It's the same stuff over and over, but according to the lady I was talking to at the gas station, I don't know the other woman she's referring to, but it's connected. Truck stops are usually connected to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Ours just happens to be the Marlins family restaurant. Great, great place to eat. Don't worry about the bodies out back. But she said that, yeah, so-and-so, Becky, let's throw out Becky. Becky was saying that she actually remembered seeing that lady that night, and she served her food. But she was with two other completely different people that were not involved. And I'm like, okay, so this is like a rumor coming out here that, oh, I remember that lady. I was like, I didn't hear where this happened. All I know is I could walk to that gas station and be there in 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, God dang. So
what is going on in your town, dude?
I don't know, man. So behind, okay, I made a video about this, like a short video, but next door to that gas station, since we're on the subject of weird stuff in this town, not too far from my house, there is a hotel called the Thunderbird Lodge. And I'm not disrespecting any of these businesses. People do weird things. It's not their fault. Neither is the truck stop. But in 2000, I want to say 2000, I made a whole video on, like a 1 minute video on it. But I want to say 2013. Might be wrong on that. But Thunderbird Lodge, this man and this woman, they check into the hotel room. Then like next day, the cleaning lady comes in there, you know, housekeeping, walks in, and they're hanging. They hung themselves. But, you know, it's one thing. It's a double suicide situation. Terrible.
Yes.
The cops are like, okay, let's figure out who these people are. This is where it gets weird, is the people went through great lengths to hide their identity. They gave fake names at the checkout and fake IDs. And like, why would you check into a hotel room with a fake ID if you're just going to end it all?
Yeah.
What would be the point? So obviously there are a ton of theories out there of like, maybe they were actually hiding from somebody or running from somebody, which would make sense. Yeah. That's why you would give a fake ID. And the cops never really, like, since then, have never released more information after they figured out who these people were. Why would they give out their fake names and stuff like that? And it was weird because, in my mind, maybe they were hiding from somebody and that person did find them. I mean, this is right off the interstate, I-90 interstate. So now we got...
So they didn't release their identities.
They never did.
Damn.
They never
did. So we won't know who they are.
Mm-mm. But there's if you look
no,
up...
No way. Why would they do that? Why would they check in?
Right. And you can Google it. Thunderbird Lodge. Two people found dead in Thunderbird Lodge, Mitchell, South Dakota. And it'll give you all the information that I have access to. It's the same thing you have access to. And it's not a lot. It's just, oh, they went through great lengths to hide their identity. More information when it becomes available. And then they never give more information.
It's crazy.
And that's right next door to this truck stop where this body has now been found.
Well, it sounds like a hit. So yeah. take your pick, dude. Take your pick. Is it cartel? Is it mob? Is it... drug related? Right. Is it, what is it, government?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, so many ways to get suicided.
Yeah. And like the guy who killed himself with the woman, who's to say that it wasn't like a mob situation where they came in, put a gun to her head, said, all right, you want old, what's her name, to live, hang yourself. And then as soon as he hangs himself, they're like, all right, you're next.
Yeah.
Your turn. Yeah. Well, you know,
where they hung her and made him watch.
Yeah. It could have been any situation like that. And it's a fucked up situation to think about. But why? It's the only reason that we even go to these ideas in our head is, why did you give a fake name if you're just going to end it all?
Yes.
Your family will eventually find out it was you because they have the technology nowadays to figure it out. Like if you're hiding from somebody forever. Understandable. Why end it all if you go through those links? So whenever
they're gonna get in their phone, get their information,
right? They're gonna fingerprint you, they're gonna DNA test you. Everybody's done a freaking DNA ancestry test, it seems like, so they have all that information.
My brother did. I never did it.
But now that he's your brother, they have your DNA as well because he's your brother.
Yeah. I always make the joke, it'd be funny if me and my other two siblings did it as well, and it was all different.
All different? That's awesome.
Like, Mom.
What happened? So whenever that dropped this last week about this person that they found unconscious, very unconscious.
I was going to say, did they ever wake up? But
no.
It was verified. They were, in fact, unconscious.
And the way the newspaper put it was dismembered body found underneath pallets out back of the. And I was like, yeah, that's technically true.
Yeah. But headless.
And again, it's so weird that why would you not just keep the head and the body together? You know what I mean? Oh, it was an accident. Oh, I hid the body under some pallets and I put the head in the dumpster. It's like, what? What? Why not all of it in the dumpster or all of it under the pallets?
Yeah. And has anybody seen the body post-mortem, like up close? Did they see how the head was dismembered?
Right.
Was it cut or was it run over?
While I was in there today, I kind of like looked over outside the window, and on the sidewalk by the road there, they had the camera crew out there doing a news special on it, you know? And the lady was talking to another person on the phone. Okay. She gets off the phone. She tells me, that's the news there. They asked if I wanted to be interviewed. So I called my boss to see if it was okay. And he said, do not give them any information and they are not allowed on the property. I was like, oh, so that's why they're on the sidewalk. I'm like, oh, okay. So like, obviously the company is trying to save face here. It's not like they had anything to do with the damn thing.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy. That's what's happening.
It's unfortunate. They hid it there. It's tarnish on them, even though they had nothing to do with it. It was just, they're just trying to live life, man.
Right.
And somebody's just dumping shit on them.
But you got to, like I was thinking, man, it's right next to the interstate. Interstate's the super highway. You get the hell out of the state as fast as you can. It's any state. It's the interstate.
Yeah.
Get you out of there.
I mean, if all else fails, when life gives you lemons, they could come Halloween. They could do headless horseman things. They could do. They could just own it and freaking bank off of it.
That's so weird, dude. And none of it makes any sense. Like, I get that it's quite a years away from each other, but this is a relatively small town. I think less than 20,000 people in the whole city. So for something like that to happen around here, it's like, what? And of course, everybody at work was kind of like, what? Now, my boss, he's like, when I told him what the cashier said, he was like, whoa, are you serious? I'm like, that's what I heard. I cannot confirm that that's a real thing. So after the news actually dropped it, I sent him a message of like, the paper, pretty much confirmed it. He's like, yeah, I saw that. He's like, that's crazy. I'm like, it's nuts, man. So that's what's happening in my town. I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah. Besides the wolf encounter, dude. And then these.
Which is an interesting freaking case, dude.
Yeah. And what was it? The other day where. I have to tell you when we're not recording because I cannot confirm what the hell I saw, but I saw something. It was crazy, but
no worries.
I can't confirm it. And if I see it again, I will confirm.
But right.
I can't confirm it yet.
No worries.
But
that's a little teaser for everybody if it comes to the fruition.
Everybody, cross your fingers that Ryan sees the same thing he saw the other day. And my wife said, Ryan, you're just high. And I said, no, I'm not. And then I couldn't find them anymore. And
you're going to have all the hill folk. What did you see, Ryan?
Yes.
And you'll have to say, we'll just see. You'll know if it happens again.
Yes.
I'm interested. And I get a sneak peek, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't be hitting me up in instant messaging. What did he see? None
He's
of your
not
going to
spill the beans on
I won't.
Me.
I'm locked up. You know, I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, man.
Unless, of course, you cash at me $500 and then I will let you know.
I can't be mad at that. But
we'll split it 50-50.
Yeah, there we go. I don't even need that much. Just, I don't know. Buy me some awesome pre-rolls or something. Wait, is it legal up there, South Dakota?
With a prescription.
Ah, so not recreational?
Not that I know of. I can't buy any stickers.
Oh, man.
I keep talking about that.
Yeah, that's all I buy is the stickers. I have a huge collection of stickers.
He's a sticker collector.
I love stickers.
Who doesn't like stickers?
I've been collecting stickers for quite some time now.
not recreational, but it's kind of crazy because my father was always a big user of marijuana. And he was a big collector of stickers, let's say, back in the day. And he passed away in 2013. And now, looking at every city or town I go into, every small town has a, you know, Superior Buds or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad would be rolling in his grave right now, just mad. Because my dad would be when they're telling him, no, actually, this is more of a sativa.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, are you sure about that? And my dad will look at him like, I'm sure about that. Yeah.
See,
my dad was one of those guys.
That's my jam, dude. Sativa. It like has the opposite effect on me. It does keep me going. I'm currently on a hybrid blend that's very, very nice from the local shop. I don't think they want me to say their name yet. We discussed it the other day. I'm going to, but
no worries.
I'll break them in. It's because of the stickers and
yeah, I heard about that.
But it's going to be in Virginia. It's supposed to be legal soon. So
okay.
No, it's supposed to be legal to sell. So
So my plan this year is Mothman Festival in September. So I don't know what you guys are doing in September. But if everything goes to plan, I should be up there in September in that area.
Nice.
So.
Point Pleasant, baby.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if that's one. I think Cryptids of the Corn are going there. I don't know.
I know they went last year with Mikey from the Strange Road.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like Strange Road. It's another one I like, dude. I like.
Oh, they're solid guys there.
Yes, they're awesome dudes. They put out great content.
Yes, I agree with that. They actually gave me this sweater.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Little plug for those guys.
Ripping the merch.
And this is a little information for everybody out there. If you send me free stuff, I will wear it.
Yeah. Man, I want to try to get the podcast doing a bit more. We've been slacking because everybody's been busy, but
that's, you know, life, brother.
I appreciate you so much for joining me tonight, man.
Of course.
It's a little after 11, so I'm gonna have to call it quits because, you know,
it is a weekday.
That morning alarm comes quick.
It does.
God, it does. Do I hate it.
But it's the worst noise in the world.
Yeah, I got Super Mario Brothers theme music for my alarm, so it's not so bad.
I like that.
Well, man, plug away. Tell everybody where to find you. Anything coming up?
Sounds good. Yep. Local Legends, Bert Moran on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram at, I think it's just Bert Moran there. Mm-hmm. Bert Moran on X, formerly Twitter. TikTok, I am Bam Moran. But I don't post too much on there.
Yeah.
So mainly YouTube, Local Legends Burt Moran. If you like my videos, hey man, you know, say so. Leave a comment and share that stuff. And I appreciate you.
Yes, that's what we tell everybody. You guys know what to do. We support everybody. We do the best way to do that is to share the content. Share the show. Share his content.
Hit that like.
Hit that like, hit that subscribe button so he can build up real quick. Get that Absolutely. YouTube money flowing.
That'd be awesome. I'm getting close to actually being monetized, so nice. Real close.
See, Heck guys, yeah. Let's help him get there. Let's show him some hill folk love because we love the local legends.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys... do the same for us.
Absolutely. If you're not a hill folk already, become yeah. one.
Yeah,
tell your friends.
Exactly. If you're finding us over there because of Burton, you know, like I say, anything we ever do, you got permission to make clips of anytime, man.
So sounds good.
Throw them out there on the channel. We share the love. But yeah, man, you guys share the show. Send us your requests, whatever you want. Send it to the podcast email, AppalachianIntelligence@gmail.com. I've been getting in the habit of saying Appalachian again. That way these guys leave me alone about it. But when I'm at work, I say Appalachian just to, you know, mess with the guys.
Get some looks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, guys. It's been fun. Burton, thanks for coming again, man. And everybody, share the content, share the love. And until next time, we'll see y'all later.